Guys, in the post-apocalyptic future, in which we survive by eating cats in the elderly, you will need to know how to punch. In the future, smiling will be seen as a sign you wish to be eaten. Hey! As a parting thought, remember, the prickliest cactus can still give you water. Class dismissed.
What did that cactus thing mean?
What do you think it means?
Something scary can be good?
That's right. Don't be afraid of something for how it looks, because it might be special inside.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
You're listening to the Snowplow Show for March 17th, 2017. It's the St. Patrick's Day special, sponsored by My First Broom. Thank you, My First Broom, for making this show possible. I never would have been able to do a St. Patrick's Day show if it hadn't been for you and the rest of the people on patreon.com/phonelosers. It would have been impossible. How could I have possibly done this otherwise? Yeah. I have some breaking news, you guys, but it's going to sound like old news, but Radio Shack, they're going bankrupt, can you believe it? For the second time in 25 months, I feel like I don't know what to believe anymore. You know, a couple years ago, me and Carlito did that whole Radio Shack Adios show, and we really thought that was the end of Radio Shack, but then, I guess, what was it, Sprint came in and saved them, and kind of turned all the Radio Shacks into cell phone stores. I mean, that's kind of what they were already by the time they went out of business. But Sprint says they're converting several hundred former Radio Shacks into corporate Sprint stores. And it's most likely they're probably just going to get rid of all the Radio Shack stuff that's in the stores. So I almost feel like we should do another Goodbye to Radio Shack show. And some guy in the comments had this amazing idea, which I kind of want to try sometime. Not on this show, but maybe on a show next week or something. A guy named Alan Duell says that RBCP should call two Radio Shacks at once and make them pick a number between 1 and 10, and the one closest to my number stays open, and maybe even have them each plead their case or various challenges, which sounds like a completely horrible thing to do. You know, these poor managers, employees are about to lose their jobs, probably, and I'm just toying with their emotions, making them do wacky things that won't do a bit of good, helping them keep their job. That sounds awful. I think I'm going to do it. I remember back in the day, one of the PLA community people, Alt Alp, you guys remember Alt Alp, right? She came up with the idea, and I think I put this on PLA Radio, maybe, but she came up with the idea of putting up fake Craigslist ads, and then people would call in about the thing that they wanted to buy, and she would put several people on the phone together at one time, and challenge them each to sing a song, and whoever did the best singing would win the item on Craigslist. It was genius. Whatever happened to Alt Alp? I need to find those pranks and play them on this show. One more thing before we get started on the live show, and that is, on the last show I was talking about Nick Caesar's Spreadshirt shop over at scaryart.spreadshirt.com. He has a ton of PLA shirts on there if you want to go buy PLA shirts. I hope you guys are doing that. I hope you guys are buying like 5 or 6 shirts from him every day. But you know what I didn't mention in the last show, and I know I've mentioned this before, but Laugh Track Matt's Spreadshirt shop, which is located at laughtrackmatt.spreadshirt.com, it also has a ton of PLA shirts on it. And not just PLA shirts, but he also just has random cactus shirts, and a lot of them are PLA inspired, and they have just weird little inside jokes on them and stuff. Like there's the cactus that says "Do what now?" and the cactus slamming down the red phone. I actually own both of those shirts. But he's put up some new ones recently that are Nick Caesar's art. The first one, they both just look amazing. The first one's for the Party Time show, which is Laugh Track Matt and Zax's show. And it's got a cool PLA bell symbol on it, and it says Party Time. Looks pretty great. But then there's a shirt for the phone show. I don't know if this is a Nick Caesar's store or not, but Matt put it up on his store. It's a shirt for the phone show. I'm sure they're talking about Matthew's phone show over at kingofbellsouth.com, but we could just pretend that it's for my phone show. But I'm going to put a direct link to this phone show shirt, because everyone should buy this. I am going to buy this one. It looks just really great. So visit Laugh Track Matt's Spreadshirt store. It's laughtrackmatt.spreadshirt.com. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. A direct link to that phone show shirt. because it's the best one. I mean, that's my current favorite. It's not the best one. The best ones are the one that Matt designed. That's what I meant. Hey, everybody. Doing a live show, you know. One of those live show things. I have a list of homeowners here, of course. You know, I always call these old people in this one neighborhood where I'm over on Pelican Street. And Sunshine, she suggested that I call up people as the homeowners association and attempt to give them a fine for not wearing green today, because it's St. Patrick's Day. It is St. Patrick's Day today, right? I know somebody told me like earlier this week it's going to be on Friday. I think that's today. Hey, Anonymous.
Hello. Hi, it's Palindrome.
Hey, Palindrome. What you doing?
I wanted to say publicly on the air that I was not being an asshole to you the other day. I did not hear the announcement for the Rust server at rustrejects.ml.
Mm-hmm. What made you an asshole? I'm sorry, I'm missing something.
Oh, I was saying that you didn't do the announcement and you did.
Oh, that palindrome. I thought you were the other palindrome.
There's only one palindrome.
Well, I don't know about that. No, it's okay. Nobody thought you were an asshole. I'm just... That was just me. I was just calling you out for no reason. But you do suck for not listening to that show before doing that. I guess.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Whatever. Dick face. I was just kidding, you know? Calling him an asshole or whatever I did the other day. God, palindrome. Just kidding. Yeah, I played Rust for the very first time the other day. It was so boring. You guys, don't play Rust. If you're going to play Rust, I guess go to the Rejects, Rust Rejects server. I think they're playing right now. What now?
Oh, hey, RBCP. How you doing, buddy? It's Great Big Pete.
Oh, hey, Great Big Pete. I thought you were palindrome again, so I was going to yell at him.
No, it's El Hombre. I'm just El Hombre, Great Big Pete. Oh. Just thought I'd call to say I love you, I love the show, and thanks for playing my tunes, man.
Oh, thanks. You already said that in the voicemail, though,
so this is
pretty redundant.
Yeah, I know.
God damn it.
I know, I'm redundant.
God damn it, El Hombre. Okay, I hung up on him. No more calls. I'm gonna make a call as the Homeowners Association. I'm going to yell at them for not wearing green. It's probably not going to go anywhere. It's probably going to be stupid. But what the hell? Let's give it a try. We have less than an hour today. Because I slept late. I slept till almost 10 o'clock today. It was amazing. Everyone should try sleeping till 10 every once in a while. If this sucks, it's all Sunshine's fault. So, and she doesn't appear to be in the chat room right now, so... We can say all kinds of terrible things about her for this not working out. Let's Do Pranks wants me to say there's a midget dressed as a leprechaun running around the neighborhood and shitting in people's yards. But I don't know. First I gotta yell at him about not wearing green. Oh, hello?
What's your problem?
Hey, don't get an attitude with me, lady. I haven't even said hello yet.
I know that.
All right, well, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to tell you that we know that you haven't been wearing green today. It happens to be St. Patrick's Day. Maybe you've heard of it if you're an American.
Yes, sir.
And obviously you're supposed to wear green today.
Okay.
So why are you not wearing green?
Why am I not wearing green?
Yeah, you're not currently wearing green. We can tell.
Okay.
Why not?
I'm not wearing green.
Well, how would you like to be pinched, lady?
What?
We'll send over one of the board members here from the Homeowners Association, and they will come over and they will pinch you on the shoulder.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yes, they will. If you open the door and you're not wearing green, and plus you'll get a fine from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And you don't want that.
No. And so, your name is?
My name is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
And what's your last name, Dave?
Gerbel.
And where do you live?
Here in the neighborhood, over on Pelican.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
No, I'm not wearing green. I'm going to services tonight, so I'm not wearing green.
What, is there something in the Bible about not wearing green? I just put on green.
No, I don't have anything green.
But come on, you do too. Green underwear,
no.
Green pants.
No.
Green socks.
All right, have a good day.
We've been shooting microwaves at your house for from our, the Homeowners Association satellite, and we're able to look inside of your, you know, underneath the roof and see that there's no green.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is
be like Donald.
This is ridiculous. Donald? Who's Donald?
Donald Trump.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
You're going
to
do,
Go ahead.
Look at my house. I don't have green. I have green plants here. That's about it.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count.
You woke me up.
Well, you shouldn't be. It's the middle of the day, so I don't feel bad.
Well, you don't know how much I stayed up at night, okay?
I stayed up till 5.
Do me a favor.
I slept till 10 today.
Hang up the phone. No. And gay and bread.
You hate... Wait, I'm sorry. What did she say? What was the ending chat room? Please. I can't understand. I don't know what she said. Quick, chat room. What was that? She gay in bed. She's going to bed. Gay is bad. Gay is bad? Yeah, something about gay. I don't know. I wish I could rewind. I mean, I guess technically I could rewind, but no, fuck that shit. Let's just call the next person on the list. I think I messed that one up. She said labia in bug letters. That's what Genuine Fake says. Gay is Brad. I think that one's probably right, Dexter. Cucumbers are green. Gay Brad. Hang up the phone. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Let's just move on. I have a gay dad. Just call her back and be like, oh yeah, well... Hello?
Como se llama?
What the fuck does that mean? Are you speaking Hawaiian?
Excuse me? What kind of language are you using?
No, that's what I was asking you. I didn't understand what you were saying. I thought I called America. I'm calling...
Maybe
I'm,
I don't want to speak English.
Well, that's pretty weird. You know, you're picking up a phone here in our greatest...
You're bothering me right now.
I don't mean to bother you. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I was calling to find out how come you're not wearing green today, because there's actually a policy that you signed when you moved into this neighborhood.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you send me a bill, because I'm not wearing green.
Well, I will.
And we'll see where that stands up.
Well, I was trying to hope that... I was hoping that we wouldn't have to go that route, but...
Yeah.
If you're going to make me, you're going to get a fine.
Don't bother me again. I'm telling you, I got to go to the bathroom. Goodbye.
Can you just take the phone to the bathroom? What's wrong with people today? What was that? One's got to go to bed. The other's got to go to the bathroom. And...
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Rest in peace. Charles and Kathy. They were good people. I should call her back. Are you done using the bathroom yet? Number one or number two?
Hello.
Hello, Mary Jane. No, I don't. Don't lie. Come on.
This is not Mary Jane. I'm not lying. Don't talk to me that way.
Well, it's just... MJR says that green shit stains don't count as festive. That's a good rule of thumb for St. Patrick's Day, you guys. Yeah, no shit, right? Fun Society Arcade? Everyone's having the shittiest St. Patrick's Day ever.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
From the homeowners?
Yeah. You know, the homeowners, home property owner thing.
Okay.
And I was just calling to find out how come you're not wearing green today, because it's actually part of the policy here. Just trying to get everyone in the spirit here in the neighborhood, and you're not wearing green.
How do you know that?
We're able to tell. We have sensors and stuff.
Well, you're not... Your sensors are incorrect, first of all, but...
Well, what shade of green is it exactly? Because some shades of green don't register. Or if you're using your microwave oven, that can interfere with it also.
Well, maybe that's it. What can I do for you?
Are you wearing a green shirt, green pants?
What can I do for you?
Well, I was calling to find out how come you're not wearing green, because I don't think you are. I think you're lying to me.
And well, that's wrong. All right, talk to you later.
Bye. But hey, listen, you're going to get a fine from the OK. He's gone. Just a couple more of these, you know? We gotta just try a couple more. See someone gets upset about the whole green thing. People don't seem to believe me for some reason. Then we're gonna talk about midgets dressed as leprechauns running around in their neighborhood.
Hello, we are not available now.
You guys, I've been calling this same neighborhood for 4 months now. Does that count as harassment? I mean, it's not the same person, it's just the same neighborhood. I don't think it does.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Okay. Please check the number and try.
Gotta get that rest in peace on my soundboard. God damn it. I need some kind of an AI system that'll just replace that message in real time with, "We're sorry. People you've called are dead. Please have a moment of silence. That's what I need. Someone whip that up for me real quick. That'd be nice. Uh-oh, I've been ordered to change the music, everyone. There we go. Yeah, it was getting a little annoying, I know.
I'm unavailable to answer the phone at this time. Please leave a message at the tone.
All right, here's a couple of people. They live on Pelican.
Hello?
Hi there, Rosalie?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And you know about the policy for St. Patrick's Day, right? Everyone's supposed to be wearing green today. And we happen to notice that you're not wearing green today there in your house. Hello? Hello? Rosalie? Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, shit. I'm Satan. I thought I was going to echo. Okay, well, bye, Rosalie. You remember that policy. You don't want to get fined. Hanging up now. I think she hung up already. Whatever. Hello? There we go. That's better. Hey, guys, I found the most amazing voice effect. I didn't know this existed on my mixer the other day. I was looking for something. And, whoa, hold on. I labeled this one as Poltergeist. Hello?
Hello? Go to the right. Mommy? Mommy?
Amazing. Gotta use that for something. Here's someone named Ursula. We gotta call Ursula. I usually skip the entry if it's just a female's name, but come on, this is Ursula.
Hi, this is Ursula.
Oh, hey, Ursula. This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Hey there. You know about the policy for St. Patrick's Day, right? Where you're supposed to wear green today?
I am.
But no, we just checked and we show that you're not wearing green today. And you're supposed to be...
Then somebody is colorblind.
Well, no, it's sensors we have pointed at your house. It can penetrate through walls and through the roof and stuff, and it shows which color you're wearing. And we show that you're mm-hmm. wearing you're currently wearing a red shirt.
Nope.
What are you?
I can even have my friend verify that I wear two kinds of greens.
Oh, hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So that beam must be a little bit. Colorblind.
Hmm, that's very strange.
Is that possible?
I don't know. Well, I don't think so, because computers don't make mistakes.
Yes, I know they don't make mistakes. They're just dumb.
Well,
without the input from the intelligent people.
Well, yeah, but no, our people don't make mistakes either. We've perfected everything, and we're showering your house right now in microwaves. And that shows us exactly what colors you're wearing, and we don't see anything on the green spectrum. We show that you're wearing blue jeans and a red shirt, and it's ridiculous. You don't want to get fined, do you?
Well, it can't be fined because I'm not wearing those items.
What are you wearing?
Green.
Well, I mean, what
a
are you
blouse,
wearing?
Green
you know?
And a sweater.
A green sweater.
Mm-hmm. And a blouse over it.
Oh, of course. You got to have
and
the blouse.
That is green.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we may have to send someone from the Homeowners Association over to just check and confirm and make sure.
They can try.
Okay. Well, I mean, you'll answer the door, right? They just have to, just to make sure you're wearing green today, because otherwise they have to give you a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Or a fine, I mean, not a ticket.
Yes, well, I can always refuse the fine if I don't
I don't know about
fall
that.
And
you don't want trouble, yes. Do you?
I can't be in trouble when I don't do the things that you state. Anyhow, what else is going on?
Oh, no, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to make sure you're wearing green today. That's really great if you are wearing green. Got to wear green today.
I get a free ticket, right?
Well, it'll be a $35 fine if you're not wearing green, so...
Uh-huh.
So make sure you change into green before someone stops by.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
And the green...
You have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, you too. Hey, make sure the green was made in Ireland. That's very important. It has to be Ireland green.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right.
You take care.
You too. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Take care.
No, you take care. Motherfucker. I think we're about done with this green thing. I do want to do the midget idea. I don't know why. It's really stupid. If I've ever had that idea, that's dumb. Come on, a midget dressed like a leprechaun. Let's do pranks. What's wrong with you?
The number you have dialed does not exist.
And neither does the person. That was a good one, wasn't it? I made a joke about an old person being dead. Teehee. Hello, Dorothy?
Hello. Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And we've had a problem today in the neighborhood. Have you seen a guy running around there dressed up like a leprechaun?
No.
Because he was last seen...
Don't scare me.
No, I'm not trying to scare...
84, I can't afford it. did you lose him or what?
Well, yeah, he was...
I'm kidding. Oh. I don't get scared that easy.
It's okay. No, there's just like this midget, and he's dressed up like a leprechaun, and he's running around, and he's pooping in everyone's yard, and they said he was near your house. So
Our house?
Yeah, have you seen anyone out the windows?
No, because my son just took the dog out, and I took the dog out, my husband did, and nobody said anything.
Nobody saw a midget running around?
No.
Dressed like a leprechaun?
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this. This is a very serious issue. He's running around and just causing civil unrest, like going around pooping in people's yards.
I'm sure it is. We've got two ladies that don't have any husband up the street. If you know the area,
OMG.
They have, you know, they live by themselves,
yeah.
One in each house. And Shirley has MS.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of the ladies. I don't know what's wrong with the other one, but...
Can you find out?
There's another house with old people. I mean, we've been here a long time.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't think he's real pooping. He's, like, pretend pooping, and then he like, drops gold into the yards.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to make it so he poops gold.
I wish.
He might be one of the neighbors. Like, maybe if you just go out in your yard and see if there's any gold. I don't know if it's real gold or if it's, like, chocolate gold. Maybe you could find out.
Yeah. Well, if it's chocolate, it's going in the garbage. You don't want it, right?
Oh, well, I don't know. It's free chocolate, you know?
No, not me. I don't eat anything I don't buy.
Well, yeah,
except
but...
when I go out to eat.
This seems legit. A leprechaun pooped it out on St. Patrick's Day, so what could go wrong?
Right? Well, I'll go out now and look.
Yeah, just kind of look around in the yard, see if you see any gold. It might not be chocolate. It might be real gold.
Okay. Yeah, right.
You never know.
Then there has to be a little bit something wrong with him if it's real gold. And he's leaving it.
Well, maybe he's leaving his fortune.
If it's somebody
fortune.
That might scare the people up the back, I'll do it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, are you wearing green today, by the way?
Nope, it's all blue.
Oh, no, you have to...
I'm not Irish. I didn't even think of it.
I know, but...
I do. I like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, but...
But I don't
that doesn't
have
count.
Green on. I'm sorry.
Having a green poo, that doesn't count. But, no, what I'm saying is it's actually in the policy that you signed when you moved into the neighborhood. the homeowner's policy. Uh-huh. You have to wear green today. And if you don't, you could get a
third. Honestly, I don't know if I have any green.
Yeah, you might not want to go outside if you don't have green, because they'll give you a $35 fine.
You're kidding now, right?
No. Oh, no. No, they have people patrolling the neighborhoods today. It's just, it's kind of like a...
they could put me in jail for $35 if they...
They don't want to put you in jail. Just put on a green shirt.
I'm 84.
Just put on a... Do you have
a lady up the street. She's walking around.
Oh,
I guess she's going for her mail.
She doesn't have green?
No, she has a white sweater.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't tell her I said... I didn't...
You see something, you got to say something, you know? Who is it? We're going to send someone over.
Yeah, right. No, it's her. I know who it is.
Can you snap a picture of her?
No, I don't have a cell phone that snaps pictures.
Do you have, perhaps a camera?
Nope.
Shit.
I don't do anything anymore but stay in the house.
Okay, well...
Except take the dog out, or my daughter comes and gets me.
So. If you take the dog out, or if you go out looking for gold, make sure you put on something green.
I'll look for it, but I don't know if I do or not.
Okay, yeah, just put on something green and go out there and look for gold.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good St. Patrick's Day.
You too. I already did. You made my day.
Oh, that's great. And if you find any gold, it's not yours, by the way. It belongs to the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
So if it's real, if it's real gold, it's ours.
I'll hold it. I'll give it to whoever comes to the door for it.
And if it's chocolate, just eat it. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was weird. I've got this list loaded up into Windows Paint, and just so you know, I'm using a green paintbrush to mark out the numbers, as I call them. So, you know, I don't want any trouble from you guys. I don't want to get a fine or anything like that. That would suck. Yeah, my Irish accent. I'll get right on that. I really should be drinking today, you know? St. Patrick's Day. Why am I not drinking? I could have had the watermelon Four Loko. That's allowed. You guys, I'm wearing black today. I don't think I'm wearing any green.
Hello?
Such a hypocrite. Hello, Constance?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And we've had some reports. People over there on have been saying that there's a midget. He's dressed up like a leprechaun, and he's running around the neighborhood. He was over by your house.
You're kidding me.
No, he's got like a pot of gold, and he's been throwing it in people's lawns. We're not sure if it's real gold or chocolate, or we don't know who this guy is. Have you happened to see him over there, though?
No, I haven't.
Can you look out the windows? Maybe he's out back,
oh boy,
hiding with his pot of gold, or...
Let's see.
And I notice you're not speaking in an Irish accent today. You know that's...
Oh, no, I'm not.
It's part of the Homeowners Association policy.
Did I have to speak like that?
Yes, if you could just do that for the rest of this call, that would be great. Also, are you wearing green today?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Actually, it's turquoise.
Did you just give up on life or something?
Yes.
Come on, go put some green on. It's actually part of the Homeowners Association policy that if you're not wearing green, we can fine you $35.
Oh, well, then I'll have to put it on.
And I noticed you've lost the accent.
Yes.
Could you please, you need to use the accent.
Oh my God. Who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Steve A.
Yep. Yep. I'm mainly calling about that, midget person. I don't think it's
I don't see him.
Real leprechaun. Are you checking like in the backyard and stuff?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, if you see him, don't approach him. If he's like, hey, come over here, I'll give you some gold. Don't do it.
Okay, I'll be very careful.
Can you say what you just said in an Irish accent, though?
Yes, I certainly will. I'll be very careful.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Have a happy St. Patrick's Day. I can't believe she did that. That was Fun Society Arcade's idea that they have to use an Irish accent. What the hell? She did it. Like, why did she do that? It's fucking weird. What's wrong with her? Oh, F in Reality says, my name today is Steve O'Dave. Not Steve Dave, Steve O'Dave. I'll try to remember that.
Hello?
Hi there, George.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve O'Dave from the Homeowners Association. And I was calling to let you know, there's been this guy running around the neighborhood, and I guess he's been over there by your house, over there on Pelican. And he's dressed, he's a midget, and he's dressed up like a leprechaun, and he's just running around pooping in people's yards and stuff. And have you seen this guy?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Have you been outside? Have you looked out any windows today?
I've been outside, with my dog.
Okay.
My dog hasn't seen him.
Okay, well, don't be a smartass, okay? This is a serious matter. They just reported him over there maybe like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
And he's pooping in people's yards. But it's not real poop. He's like pooping gold.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we think it's a trick. It might just be chocolate gold, or maybe it's real gold. I don't know. If you might want to go out in your yard and just kind of look around and see if there's any gold pellet type stuff.
Gold poop out there?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yep. And, you know, just so you know, be on the lookout for this leprechaun guy.
All right.
Okay. Well, hey, you don't have to get an attitude with me. I'm just calling and doing my job.
I understand.
Well, hey, you don't have to yell at me, okay? You can stop yelling. I'm just... Sir?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, come on, stop yelling, I'm just...
Happy St. Paddy's Day to you.
Well, you don't have to yell that to me, okay? I mean, happy St. Paddy's Day to you too, but at least I didn't just yell it at you.
Okay.
Okay, motherfucker. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye. I think he was on to me. The next couple's name is George and Lorraine. For realsies. I should call them from the Enchantment Under the Sea dance or something. Where are you guys? I'm disappearing. The fuck?
Hello?
Hi, Lorraine?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that the whole neighborhood's going to be coming to watch a movie on the side of your house today. They're setting up a projector.
Oh, really?
Yep, in your yard. It's called Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
My house, which is 5611?
Yes, correct. Yeah, they're on...
Oh.
Yep, they're going to just be... they're going to get a projector, and they're going to show the movie up on the side of your house.
Oh,
and all right. It's called Leprechaun.
I didn't know anything about this, nor did anyone ask me, was I interested in allowing it, but
yeah,
that doesn't make a difference.
Well, you don't have to come out and watch it if you don't want to, if it's not your kind of movie, but your yard's going to be filled with people tonight. There's going to be lawn chairs everywhere.
All right, now wait a minute. My yard is going to be filled with people?
Yeah, it's going to be shown on the house, and people are going to hang out in your yard and watch the movie. It's just a two-hour movie, that's all. Do you have food, though? Do you have drinks and stuff?
All right, thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
What do you mean? I'm what? You're welcome, I guess. PLA845 says they're setting up bleachers in the front yard. Stadium bleachers. I love that their name was George and Lorraine, though. That's pretty cool. I guess. Not that I did anything with it, but...
Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Yes?
This is Steve O'Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Which Homeowners Association are we talking about?
Oh, smartass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just calling to let you know we're going to be showing a movie tonight here in the neighborhood. And they're going to be showing it on the side of your house. They're bringing a projector over, and they're going to just show it on the side of your house, and everyone's going to come over and watch it.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Okay, yeah, so just so you're not worried.
It doesn't matter if I'm upstairs going around in my underwear, though, does it?
Well,
we got a big window out there.
You're going to want to keep the windows shut because there's going to be kids. There's going to be, just lots of people in your yard today.
I just want to tell you, this is St. Patrick's Day. That's not the same as April Fool's Day.
Right. No, this is a St. Patrick's Day movie. This is something we do every year. It's called the movie's called Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Okay.
And it's a horror slash titty movie. It's R-rated.
Certainly would be.
lots of boobs on the side of your house.
Okay.
So, 7 o'clock tonight, that's when it starts.
Okay, be serious for a minute. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about beaming a movie onto the side of your house with a projector. It's going to be Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
It's not going to be easy to see. Are you sure you have the right house and the right address?
Why wouldn't it be easy to see?
It's a brick house.
Yeah, it's okay. If you watch the movie, you'll understand. It works really well on a brick background. That's what it was designed for.
All right.
But no, you live on.
Good with that. Which side are you going to go to? You going to go to the front or the side with the sewer pump on it?
I don't really work the AV department. That'll be Fred.
Okay.
So he'll figure it out.
What did you say your name was again?
Steve O'Dave.
Okay. All right, that's fine with me, Steve.
Okay, and incidentally, are you wearing green today? And for, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Of course.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because...
I have green on a shamrock. How about you?
Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Okay. I just, you know, if you're not wearing green...
With a name like Shannon and Kelly's, and Shannon's in my background, I mean, I have to wear green.
I see. Okay. Well, yeah, I know you have to wear green, because if you don't, you get a $35 fine from us.
Yeah, well, I'm safe.
Okay. All right. Just making sure everything's on the up and up, especially since, you know, you're hosting the movie tonight.
Yeah, that's good. Bring food.
Oh, no, you're providing the food.
Oh, I'm providing that too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know.
Food and drinks. Well, have a nice day. We'll see you.
You too.
See you tonight.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Fun Society Arcade says he's responsible for making sure nobody's pirating the movie, like recording it on their phone from the audience. He'll get a nice big fine from the MPAA if that happens. He doesn't want that.
Hello.
Hello, Irv?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve O'Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And we noticed that you're not wearing green today.
You don't even see me.
Oh, no, we can see you. We have sensors. And,
no, you don't.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do.
Anything to tell me if you wore green.
How else would we know if you weren't that you weren't wearing green today?
Because you're just bluffing me.
Bluffing? What would be the point of bluffing you? I'm calling from the Homeowners Association. We have microwaves showering your house right now. It penetrates through roofs and walls and tells us if you're wearing green or not.
Okay.
So, you know, we know. And that's breaking the Homeowners Association rules.
Okay.
So you better go find something green on.
Okay, thank you.
The day's halfway over.
Okay.
So you gotta get green on. Otherwise, we'll have to fine you. It's $35.
Okay.
You don't want that.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bye. I think he was jerking it or something.
Hello.
Hi, Joan?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I just called to let you know we're going to be playing a St. Patrick's Day movie tonight.
Here in the really?
Yeah, and they're going to be projecting it onto your house. So
my house?
Yeah, just so you know, right around sunset, they're what is that now? Like 8 o'clock or so? They're gonna start the movie. It's called Leprechaun: Back to the Hood.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
And okay.
It's gonna be in your backyard.
All right.
And
that's fine.
I mean, lots of people with lawn chairs and kids running around.
Are you serious?
Yeah, completely serious. It's a St. Patrick's Day thing. We do this every year. And, you know, this year it's your turn to host it.
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's a St. Patrick's Day movie thing. Maybe they just never invited you.
Oh, well, can you tell my husband this, because this is a riot.
Oh, a riot?
Hold on, please.
What do you mean a riot?
It's fun. Hold
on. Yeah. No riots, though. That's against homeowners.
Well, whatever it is, I'm all ears.
Okay, hey, Bruce. This is Steve O'Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And we're just showing a movie tonight on the side of your house. It's a St. Patrick's Day movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to start right around sunset. Your yard's going to be full of people, lawn chairs. If you have food or drinks or anything like that you want to bring out, you're welcome to. Maybe some candy for the kids, green candy, green beer, green water.
I think we'll pass.
Oh, no, you don't have a choice. It's your turn this year. We do a different house every year, and this year it's going to be your house.
We always have a choice.
Well, no, you don't. This is a homeowner association rules. You have to let us host it at your house tonight. It's already planned.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Everyone has the address.
Next time you have a change of rules on POA, let me know ahead of time so I can vote yay or nay.
Well, maybe you should have just been more interested in local affairs and you would know about this.
Yeah. But I think we'll pass. But
no,
thank
you
for your call.
It's too late to pass, motherfucker. It's happening at your house tonight.
Okay. Now, who is this?
My name is Steve O'Day from the Homeowners Association. From the POA.
Well, I don't know anybody by that name on the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, maybe that's because you're not on the board. You're not a part of the Homeowners Association. You just have to follow the rules and do what you're told.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Well, never done that in my life, I guess.
Yep.
So, but thank you for your call.
Okay. Well, anyway, you don't get a choice tonight because you're a motherfucker.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
No,
have
you
a
don't.
Good evening.
Well, when people show up in your yard.
I hope you find a house.
No, it's going to be yours. It's going to be yours. Be there at sunset. Fucking Bruce. Bruce is not a team player, you guys. Hello? Hello? Fuck. They just hung up on me, I think. Calling them back.
Hello?
Hi, Mark?
Yeah?
This is Steve O'Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And, what?
It said Carolina Comics. I'm like...
Oh, that's weird. Oh, no, I'm calling from my personal cell. I don't know why I would say that.
Why?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't take the call.
Oh, I see. Well, you did, because, you know, you picked up and we're talking.
Second one I did.
Yep. You're
What's
one of those people. Yeah, anyway, we noticed that you're not wearing green today. And it's actually a Homeowners Association rule that you have to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. And I'm...
Really?
Yeah, I'm completely serious.
Send the police.
Oh, no, it's not a police matter, but we can do a $35 fine if you don't get into compliance immediately.
Good. Why don't you do that?
Well, why don't you just put on green?
Well, sorry.
Is this a joke?
No,
I'm completely serious. It's in the Homeowners Association rules that you signed up when you moved into the neighborhood.
Is this you, my neighbor Steve?
No, I'm Steve O'Dave. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Okay,
I don't
Steve.
Live on
Go
your...
Go fuck yourself. How's that?
Hey.
You can find me for that, too. Bye.
I'm going to, motherfucker. Holy crap. That seemed unnecessary. You can't just say that. It's his problem.
Hello?
Hello, Elizabeth?
Yes?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from True Green. And we
from what?
From True Green. You know the lawn company? We accidentally sprayed your lawn early this morning. My coworker Chad, he sprayed it with grass killer.
Oh.
Like so
grass killer?
Yeah, so he's I don't know what his problem is. He's on this weird anti St. Patrick's Day kick and he just went over there. He said he didn't want your yard to be green anymore. So he put grass killer all over the yard and
you're kidding me.
Now it's going to turn yellow and fall out. And I'm definitely going to write him up for this.
So what are we supposed to do?
Well, I told you, I'm going to write him up for this.
Yeah, but I mean about our grass.
Well, just, I don't know, replant or something. But I'm definitely...
I'm going to put my husband on.
I'm dealing with Chad, because Chad...
employee sprayed our grass killer this morning.
Who did?
Talk to him.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve O'Dave from True Green. The St.
From what? Can you? What's the name of the company?
It's True Green. You know the St. Patrick's Day grass company?
No, I don't. I don't know that company.
Well, it's True Green. Everyone knows True Green. It's like Kim Lawn.
I don't know what that is either. Can you want to send me an email or are you just joking?
Oh no, I'm not joking. It's weird that you haven't heard this stuff. Have you ever left the house before?
What are you talking about?
Well, look, one of my workers, his name is Chad. He went over and sprayed your lawn today with grass killer.
Yeah.
And he's
well,
on...
What does that have to do with us?
Well,
we didn't order anything.
I know. He wasn't supposed to do that. And I just was letting you know that we've written... I'm going to write him up. He's going to get a demerit. And I'm sorry about your lawn. It's going to turn yellow and fall out. because he said he did several lawns here in the neighborhood, and he said I don't want their lawns to be green for St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to turn all their lawns yellow.
Okay, but, so what's the joke?
But Chad's an idiot.
Nobody uses grass killer, and if somebody did, we didn't see anybody in our yard today.
Well, some people use it when they want to get rid of their lawn and just put rocks.
I don't know anybody who's ever used it.
Well,
okay,
you don't
kill grass. You don't kill centipede grass. What's the purpose of your call?
You've never even heard of True Green, so what do you know?
Well, what do you know?
Well,
why are you calling me?
You're pretending you've never even heard of True Green, and that seems really suspicious to me.
Why don't you just hang up and call somebody who's really foolish enough to talk to you?
Why don't you hang up? I think he just called himself foolish. Pretty sure that's what that was. He just admitted that he's a fool. Guess what, everyone? It's 12:30, and that means it's time for the XYZ show. You can listen to the XYZ show by going to mixler.com/XYZQWA. I'm going there right now. Most likely, XYZ, he's going on the air. So bye, everyone. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Are you guys ready for some voicemails? I'm sure that's what everyone is in the mood for at this point. Hey, Nathan, he found a theme song for the voicemails, which I can't really use because it's copyrighted.
You remember Cactus, Texas? Nothing but a white place in the room.
Yeah, this is Waylon Jennings, and the song is actually called Cactus, Texas.
18-wheelers never go there.
All right, and I'm going to stop playing it now because I know that's going to be a copyright violation against me. Probably going to get sued by record companies someday. But maybe I should put a link in the show notes to Cactus, Texas by Waylon Jennings.
Do you remember Cactus, Texas? Nothing but a white place.
That's great. Yep, go listen to that, everyone.
Hey, Brad, it's Novi. Just kidding, that was terrible. It's Cody No Name.
You sure got me.
Finally, I just got your my copy of the PLA book, and I'm excited, and I'm going to burn it because it's evil.
You should.
Right. Thank you, Satan. Bye.
Take it to your church group and burn it with a bunch of satanic CDs and stuff. In fact, I recommend that everyone out there buy as many copies as you possibly can to burn with your church groups.
Hey, Brad. You remember the calls you would make pretending to be from AT&T and say, oh, just letting you know, you have no new messages.
Yup.
And you'd call saying, oh, you have no packages waiting for you.
Anyway, yup.
Could you call people who have Craigslist ads or other kinds of ads who are selling a piece of furniture or something and just say, hey, just letting you know, like, I saw your ad. I just want to call and say I'm not interested.
Okay.
See what they get or what they say. They'd probably be pretty mad. But anyway, yep. Thanks, Brad. Bye.
Or I could call as Craigslist and be like, hey, this is Dave from Craigslist, and I just needed to let you know that your item hasn't sold yet. Nobody is interested in buying your item. But yeah, I like your idea better, actually. Just call up people and tell them I'm not interested. Someone has to have done that by now, right? There's been so many prank shows where they just call Craigslist people.
Hello, Brad. This is Crazy Calvin Williams, finally able to call in.
Why weren't you able to before?
Enjoy the show. Love listening to it. Think you've helped me do worse in school. Cactus.
Anytime. Still like to know why you couldn't call in before. That's a little weird.
Brad. Brad. Oh, hi, Brad. I think I found a website. It's going to tell us what the word knobby means. It's a manky old guy with a grizzly full beard, skanky unwashed hair, and thick rimmed glasses with a near permanent roll of fag in his mouth. Often seen walking out of off licenses. I saw the worst possible knobby.
I understand,
on
like
the
every other word.
I think that's what knobby means in the old urban dictionary. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Knock. We're going to do a knock joke. So knock knock.
Who's there?
Brad.
Brad who?
You got it in one. Bye bye.
What? What? I didn't even hear what you said.
You got it in one.
What's he saying?
You got it in one.
Whatever, I don't care. Bye-bye. Don't ever call again. Mr. Knobby Guy. I've had about enough of you.
Hey, this is Dan Foster from AT&T.
Holy shit.
We can't tell you that Foster called it on your account, and that we need to snap your ass with Italian nachos for ages, Daddy. And make
okay,
sure that it counts.
Right.
Make sure you wipe your ass with a ketchup.
Okay, I understood even less of that one. What the hell's with everyone's phone connections today?
Hey, Brad. It's E. coli. Again, spelled with a K.
Okay.
First, I wanted to thank you for playing.
According to Google, it's spelled with a C, so I think you're wrong.
My voicemails on the show, I left them in, like, November, and you played them in January.
Yeah,
so I thought
yeah.
I just got lost in the FBI raid.
Yep.
But you played them, and I got really, really excited when I heard my voice.
I bet you got a boner.
Even though you made me look like a hobo, kind of, because you played the one where I introduced myself as a new listener after the one where I said something else.
Yep.
Where I told you to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Probably confused everyone.
So that was kind of weird. It creates this continuity.
I probably lost listeners over that.
And if people are keeping track of me, and you're keeping track of me, which I assume you keep track of all your listeners.
Yep, yep.
It creates a problem.
Got a database.
I had something else to talk about.
Adding you.
But this message has taken too long already, so I'm going to like wait a couple weeks.
Okay.
Message. Bye.
Thanks for calling the voicemail to not leave a message, Mr. E. coli. Spelled with a K. You know, K as a knight. Or K is a knee, according to my phonetic alphabet list.
Hey, Brad. This is Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Just listened to the Eminent Domain show, and that old man that you were going to put a bus stop in front of his house, that sounded like it has incredible potential to make the same kind of song as a Go Cup song.
Oh.
You or one of the other...
You heard him, Reefer Badness.
That man...
Get to work.
...him with the same music. And so you have a sister song... to the Go Cup song.
Maybe I should use my Crazy People Old Lady beat that I made originally for that.
The show's awesome.
Oof. Crazy People.
Wait eagerly for every show to come out. Thanks.
Hey, Steve, Dave, it's Olga. Okay, no, it's not again. It's Kyle from Florida. But apparently last time I had a hobo phone incident, so sorry about that. Hopefully this gets through clear.
Yep, sounds
and,
good.
Yeah, so anyway, what I was trying to say was, is that Kyle from Minnesota, he can go take a running jump, because
yeah, Kyle.
Everybody knows Kyle from Florida is a lot cooler. So yeah, and everybody listening, why aren't you a Patreon subscriber? I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, listeners.
Get together. Everybody knows about the hidden hobo-sodes. So,
wait,
yeah.
What? There's hidden hobo-sodes? I didn't know that. Yeah, but as long as you're bringing it up, everyone, patreon.com/phonelosers and phonelosers.org/cactus. That's where you do the monthly sign-up thing to get extra shows and all that stuff. Help support the show. Help me buy lots of crack.
Hey, Brad. It's Bob at a baby Eats a Boy.
Hey there.
You need to do some more Sensei Dog Pose, man.
Okay.
That's the
I shit. Will. I promise.
Probably the best thing that I've ever heard come out of your podcast. Sensei fucking Doug.
Yup.
All right, man. I just wanted to let you know.
I'll do it.
For some Sensei Doug calls.
I need to do an entire show.
Listening every day, just waiting for the Sensei
Doug.
Doug. Sensei Doug is no longer fucking on the show.
I think I did one today, didn't I? Or was that on the last show?
What that said.
Just one. I think that was on the last show. But it's okay. He left this message like a week ago.
Hey, Brad. It's Adam. I was just calling. So I got super bored tonight. I couldn't sleep. And there was a commercial on for... like a lava life or whatever, I guess, where you're bored and you can connect with people or whatever, and there was this lady.
Okay. That's great. Oh, you're gonna play TV commercials at me. Okay, thanks for the voicemail. It's working out really well. Listen how great that TV sounds. Okay, thanks. Thank you for that. Everybody enjoyed that. Best voicemail of today so far.
Hey, Brad. One quick question for you. Are we only allowed to use our pseudonyms or handles when we leave a voicemail? Because I call in from time to time, but both times I called in and said my real name, hey, Brad, it's... You edited it out.
No, I didn't.
So what's the deal?
There's no way.
Are only confirmed Patreon members allowed to be on first-name basis with you?
Yeah, that's what it is.
YouTube ad revenue not good enough? Wait a second. I got it. How about, what if my voicemail username could be no name or caller without a handle?
I think that's been done.
That could work. You're a genius, Brad. Okay, gotta go. Thanks. Cactus, Texas.
And I've never edited anyone's name out, like when they say their name. I've never done that. Maybe the call just cut out at that point, or maybe I talked over your name. I don't know, but I didn't do it on purpose. I'm not taking names out of the voicemails. You can be anybody you want, except you can't be Olga. Everyone's always impersonating Olga. When they do that, I just delete those voicemails, usually. I don't know why everyone wants to be Olga. It's fucking weird.
Hey, Brad, it's Richard Richardson. I was just listening to the last episode, and that fucking guy that said, I'll trade my icebox for an Xbox if you have one, was fucking hilarious, man. Whoever that was, good job.
Teehee.
And also, if Nico hears this message, I got something I want to put in her shitbox. Talk to you later.
Oh my God, Nico, did you hear that? Someone has a crush on you. I'm pretty sure that's what that meant.
Hello, Ray. My name is Jackie. I'm calling from France. I hope you are very well. Sorry for my English.
Somewhat well, I guess.
I know you like cactus, and so do I. So have a good day, and see you soon, my friend. Bye-bye.
Really? Is that a threat? You going to see me soon? I got your number, Mr. Fringe Person. I don't have to take this.
Hi, PLA and Brad.
Hello.
Have you ever heard of Neil Hamburger's pizza pranks?
Why, yes,
you should check it
I
out
have.
On YouTube. They're really funny.
I enjoy them.
Because the Snowplow Show is a show that you can look up on the internet that has a prank call.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Yeah, I've actually listened to Neil Hamburger. I first got a bootleg cassette tape of his back in 1997. And back then, it was my favorite. I loved all those pizza calls he did. And every once in a while, he pops up on a TV show or on a movie or something. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Neil Hamburger. It's the guy whose prank calls I used to listen to. And I would play a Neil Hamburger song, like a track, right now because it's great. But I can't do that because YouTube will do a copyright strike against me. I've done that before with Neil Hamburger's tracks. He's got them all copyrighted. What a jerk.
Hey, Brad. I was wondering, we used to send out, like, little newsletters and things with, like, buttons and stuff to some of the Patreon people. I was just wondering, what happened to that? Did you stop doing that? What's the deal?
Yeah.
All
right. I don't know. Like, you know, sending out stuff to Patreon people, it was kind of easy at first. I was doing it monthly, but then Patreon quickly grew to over 100 people. And I think now, between the two things, it's like 200 people. And sending out shit is just like this huge chore that takes days or all week or whatever, you know, doing all the envelopes and getting shit together. I don't know. And then also, what's happened since I started doing the Patreon stuff is that the post office has raised the postage rates, like, a lot. Like, it's twice as much to mail stuff internationally as it used to be. And I don't know, I'm just full of excuses, but here's the thing. I bought a bunch of stickers recently, and I have them sitting here, a new design of stickers. It's actually by Nick Caesar, and they look amazing. I've had them for a month now, and I haven't been able to show them to anyone because I don't want people to start emailing me and demanding the new sticker. And I've halfway written a new newsletter thing, and I'm waiting for another batch of stickers to come in that I just placed an order for new stickers this past week. And I'm going to mail some things out to Patreon people and, non-Patreon people that support through the website. I will be doing that soon, but I know I used to do it every month, and then I switched it down to every couple months, and then every 3 or 4 months. And at this point, I think it's been, like a year or something since I've sent anything out. And I took down all the references to me sending things out so that new people that joined up wouldn't be disappointed. So that's what's going on with the mailings. And I think I'm going to kind of, in a way, phase the mailings out. But here's my plan. I'm going to set up a form on the website for people who are Patreon supporters or supporters of any way, you know, through the website or through Patreon or whatever. I want to set up a form where you just put in your name and your address and your Patreon username and everything so that I know that you're a real supporter and everything, where you can just occasionally request some stickers or whatever that I have here. You know, just flat things like stickers. I can't really do the buttons anymore, because if I try to send a button to anywhere out of the country, I think it's like $8 now, like $8 per package. Or wait, no, it's even more than that. It's an insane amount of money. I think it used to be $6 originally when I was doing all this stuff with Patreon when I first set it up. And then the postage rates, they pretty much doubled. It's insane now. It's really hard to mail things out. I mean, internationally anyway, and there's a lot of international listeners of this show. So, yeah, I've really been slacking on all the mailing stuff out lately, and I'm trying to come up with a new solution for that, because as the support grows, it just gets harder and harder to do. You'd think it'd be the opposite. It really does take just days and days to do all the envelopes and putting everything together. It sucks. And maybe I'll just switch it to a yearly thing or something. Maybe it'll be like every Christmas I send out packages to the supporters. Maybe, I don't know, no promises. Or maybe if this whole thing gets big enough, I'll just hire some interns to do it all for me. So you can still get your packages, but I don't have to do any work. I need to get a bunch of interns here at the PLA Situation Room. And hey, if you're pissed that you're not receiving stuff in the mail, all you have to do is email me. People do this every once in a while. They'll just send me an email and say, hey, can you send me a few stickers or a few whatever things, and I'll send them out. And please don't do that right now, because I've got these stickers here. I've got most of a newsletter finished. I've got envelopes all addressed and everything. You know, some stuff's going to be sent out very soon. And I don't have all your addresses. When I send stuff out, I'm going to ask for everyone's address. But, you know, not yet. Just wait. Don't do it yet. Give me a few more weeks. I'm waiting for these other stickers to arrive, and then I'm going to send some things out soon. But I think it's possible that at least the era of me sending out bulky things in the mail may have come to an end, just because it costs so much to mail it out now. Like, even in the United States, I used to be able to mail things out for like a dollar. Now it's like $3 or $4. Fucking post office.
Hi, Brad. I was just wondering, how do you configure your caller ID spoofing for the show, or are you even still doing that?
Yep. Once again,
a lot of the SIP clients nowadays, they don't even let it.
I know.
They got rid of the command.
I noticed that. So I signed up with CallCentric a few months ago, and I was hoping I could just switch over to them, because they have such a good service. You know, they offer so many cool things with CallCentric. But what I found out that they don't offer is caller ID spoofing. Like, I can only make my caller ID show up as a number that I actually own through them, which kind of sucks.
I was just wondering, you know, maybe it's too technical. Maybe there's somewhere I can go, like, on the website to figure it out. But
there is.
I have the free PBX, but it's not working on mine. So yep. I was just curious how you did it. Anyway,
I'll tell you.
Thanks for taking my call.
So I set up a page on phonelosers.org. It's phonelosers.org/FAQ. That's phonelosers.org/F as in 4chan, A as in aisle, and Q as in Q. Go there, and there's, I think, just two frequently asked questions on there right now. But one of them is, how do you broadcast? How do you record? How do you spoof your caller ID? That's all one question. And it explains in there how I do it through free PBX and what the setup's like. But I think the important thing is getting a SIP carrier, phone company carrier thing that allows caller ID spoofing. And apparently that's getting harder and harder to find. The one I use currently, and the one I've used forever now, it's called FlowRoute. And you can sign up with them at flowroute.com. I've been with them for years. They're awesome. They let you spoof your own caller ID. And you have to pay for it. It costs money, but it's kind of worth it in the end, because you get to spoof your caller ID.
RV Jasper Flax. Listen, I used to live in your house episode. Just listen to that. You got to call the dude back who had the locker who said he can't shovel. And you got to ask him if he ever throws a Go Cup out the window. Because I swear to fucking God, that was the same guy, man. He must have hated it moved.
You guys are figuring me out.
Call back and ask him if he throws a Go Cup out the window.
Okay,
later.
I'll do that. I promise. I'll totally get to that. The Go Cup guy, he probably moved out of Arizona to escape my calls. Moved across the country, and I found him again.
Brad Carter, Dr. Smoothrod here.
Hello.
Hey, so I have a very serious question for you. Are you a dickhead? If you know what that means,
whatever do you mean?
Then you'll know the answer. But if you don't know what that means, you won't know the answer.
I'm afraid I'm a dickhead.
Please tell me. I have to know. And if the answer is yes, I think I might be in love with you.
Aww.
Okay, bye.
I have been known to a rage from time to time, but I don't appreciate you calling me a dickhead, motherfucker.
Hey, Brad. It's the Cisco Kid.
Mr.
Hey, I'm calling
Mr. Comedy Album Producer.
To suggest that the official PLA game should be Watch Dogs 2.
Yes, I agree.
Mean, come on, it's even got the little PLA Easter egg with the cactus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fuck this Rust shit. Why are we playing Rust when we could be playing Watch Dogs 2?
It's all about hacking, and it's really fun, and it's way better than freaking cavemen running around hitting each other with rocks.
I agree.
What the hell is that?
Fucking Rust.
All right.
Why is everyone into that?
That suggestion, you know.
I spent a good 40 minutes on Rust last night. I still don't know why I'm playing.
Also, hi, FBI. All right, Brad. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for reminding me that the FBI are listening. Hey, I'm doing a new thing on the show notes of this episode. I'm starting on this episode, and I think I'm gonna try and keep it up on every single episode. But you know, at the bottom of the post on phonelosers.org, there's always that blurb of, you know, support the Patreon, add us on Facebook, add us on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Well, I've added a second paragraph on there, and I'm gonna stick it on the bottom of every single show to try and get more people to play games with us. But the paragraph, you know, just kind of explains, you know, if you're into Rust, here's the Rust server. If you're into GTA 5, here's the link to the PLA radio crew. And if you're into Simpsons Tapped Out, here's all of our usernames. And I figure I can just kind of keep adding on to that as we play different games and stuff. But I totally agree. I really want to try out Watch Dogs 2. I think that looks amazing. I've sat here for hours and watched someone play it on Twitch because I'm too poor to buy it right now. But I'm going to get that eventually one of these days, and then I'm going to make all of you play that with me.
Hey, Brad, how's it doing?
Hey, Corbin guy.
Just giving you a call. Hey, do you remember that time that you almost, but then you didn't? That was a cool time, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Like
Anyhow,
me.
Hope you're having a wonderful day. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Corbin guy. That was pretty weird. I think he's giving me shit about something. You know, it's funny. This voicemail goes on for 3 minutes, which is the maximum time for a Google Voice voicemail. Like, Corbin guy, he's just a big dummy. He didn't hang up his cell phone properly. Listen to this. He's just walking around. Probably did it on purpose. Maybe I'm supposed to listen to this. Maybe this is Corbin guy's suicide. But, you know, we're only a minute into it, so I'm not going to listen to the very end. You know, Corbin guy, if you want to do a suicide live on the air, then maybe you should make it quicker, because I don't have time to sit here and listen to 3 whole minutes. And on that happy note, I think it's time to end the show. I was going to do like a shitload of voicemails and get them all done, but I'm actually kind of tired of listening to voicemails now, so I'm going to stop. I'm almost caught up, though. I'm up to this past Tuesday, at least. 5 days behind. So thank you, everybody, for listening to today's show, and thank you, My First Broom, for sponsoring today's show, and I'll see you all next time.
A rainy night, darkness falls, death walks down a smoke-filled hall, a rose falls on a coffin's lid, a blind man standing selling squid, go-go girls dance to and fro, hands reach up from graves below, plates smash on a checkered floor, first one, next. This song is gonna make a great video. It's gonna be so cool. We're gonna break stuff in slow-mo, throw things into a pool. What's the purpose? What's the point? We don't really know. Just light the torches, cue the pigeons, and let the midget go. Stock shots of Vietnam, if you're caught with chicks and jam. Plate smash on a checkered floor. A clown runs out a flaming door. Supermodels pillow fight in lingerie that's much too tight. Sex craze groupies scream for more. Plate smash on a checkered floor. This song is gonna make a great video. It's gonna be so cool. We're gonna break stuff in slow-mo. Throw things into a pool. What's the purpose? What's the point? We don't really know. Just light the torches, do the pigeons, and let the midget go. A great video, it's gonna be so cool. We're gonna break stuff in slow-mo, throw things into a pool. What's the purpose? What's the point? We don't really know. Just light the torches, cue the pigeons, and let the midget go. Just light the pigeons, cue the midget, and let the torches go. Just light the midget, cue the torches, and let the pigeons go! More candles! More chicks, more! More candles! More chicks, more! More candles! More chicks, more! Smoke!
I don't understand this at all.